InCult, Living Intangible Culture, a project co-funded by the Erasmus Plus program of the European Union. Cultural Treasures, Germany. Die Gedanken sind frei. The thoughts are free. Written as early as around 1800, this song had a special impact at the time of the first democratic revolution on German soil, the March Revolution of 1848-49. It was a time of democratic awakening, as well as the overthrow of existing orders. The common striving and rebellion for freedom, equality, and fraternity of the liberal and young population, in defiance of all violence and repression, were reflected in the lines of this simple song. Between 1810 and 1820, a melody was written in Bern, Switzerland, which was printed together with the text in Swiss hymnals. Finally, in 1842, the German poets Hoffmann von Fallersleben and Ernst Richter published Die Gedanken sind frei in the Silesian folk songs. The song enabled citizens to sing against political and personal oppression and to give voice to their longing for independence and self-determination. The Ulm resistance fighter Sophie Scholl is said to have played the song at the prison wall for her father when he was imprisoned for statements critical of Hitler. To this day, artists continue to reinterpret the song of longed-for freedom, for example Nena or Leonard Cohen. This text was written by the Ulm InCult Working Group, supervised by ILEU, Evie. Read by James Quartley.